Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Tinker Talks podcast. I'm Clayton Cummins. We have got quite the podcast for you today. We're here with Lieutenant Colonel Matt Stillman from 72nd Security Forces, sir. It's a pleasure to have you here today. Thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited.
Yeah. Now, I'm really interested to hear your career. You're actually in Okie.
I actually am. I was born in Oklahoma City many, many years ago. Only lived here for about a year, but I called myself an Okie for a long time because I was that proud of it at the time.
Oh, but now you are, right?
Now I am, right? I actually live here. My wife and I and our son Caleb came here from Yokota. We were in command there last.
Okay.
This is my ninth base in 16 years.
Wow, 16 years, nine bases. That's a lot of moving.
A lot of moving.
Yeah. Walk us through your career. Where'd you get started?
Sure. So for security forces, one of the main things we do is security in the missile field. I actually started out at F.E. Warren up in Wyoming.
Okay.
From there, I got to do a little base defense exclusively when I was at Moody. I've done training at our schoolhouse. I've done regular security forces ops. I've been overseas. It's been really a great ride all the whole time.
Yeah. As a civilian, I ask this a lot to uniform folks. What made you get into the Air Force?
I think one of the things for me was just really the opportunity, right? The opportunity to serve so many people at once, right? On the one hand, obviously as a commander, as a leader, I serve my unit, I serve the Team Tinker, but to get to serve an entire nation really resonated with me in terms of trying to be a servant.
And it's the feeling of, I think, with the DoD, a lot of people don't understand, there's a camaraderie there that you just don't get anywhere else,
there,
right?
There really is. You know, for many years, I wasn't sure how much longer I'd be doing this. Now, we're in this for the long haul right now, and I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of odd to think what on earth could possibly be after this, because this has been amazing.
Yeah. What gets you out of bed in the morning? What keeps you going?
My passions are to lead, train, and defend, and Security Force is a great opportunity for me to do that. I love getting up, seeing our defenders, having the opportunity to serve them and see what else can we do to keep making Team Tinker and 72nd Security Forces Squadron a better place.
When someone thinks of Security Forces Squadron, you know, what do you want them to think about? Kind of talk a little bit about the grasp of what defenders on this base do.
Sure, absolutely, right? When we talk about Security Forces Squadron, the mission of the 72nd Security Forces Squadron is to defend, train, and enable Team Tinker to secure its global mission. When we talk about that, the number one thing we do is defend, right? It's the biggest part of what we do. If the base is under attack, whether that be an active shooter or sabotage or a gate runner, right? Those are the things that we are, that is our first priority, our first mission. That's what we're going after, right? We talk about training. Training is a huge piece for security forces. Obviously, when you talk about being the only lethal force on the base, we want to make sure we're very proficient with that. And so we're constantly working, how do we get more training, how do we get more proficient with what we do? And then enable, which is really what I think everyone else is mostly interested in, right? When we talk about enabling Team Tinker, we recognize that 72nd Air Base Wing is here to support a vast, vast array of missions. And so when we talk about enabling, that's everything from gates to customer support in doing restricted area badges or doing reports or you name it, those kind of missions that we help support. That to me, that's the big part of what we do as security forces, really just this broad array of defending, law enforcement being a piece of that as well, Training and enabling Team Tinker.
Can't forget about the canines either.
Of course not. Love those puppies.
Yeah. So we are kicking off what is Police Week here on base. Talk a little bit about the significance of Police Week. It's really to recognize those that put their lives on the line to keep us safe.
Sure. It started back in 1972 with a simple vigil that happened at the Capitol. There's a memorial there for police officers who've lost their lives in the line of duty. And at the time, it was about 120 people that started at that vigil. It's grown since then to that vigil alone that happens in the Capitol is about 40,000 people now. And of course, it's something we celebrate across the nation. Police Week is always the week of May 15th. So whether May 15th is a Monday or a Thursday or a Friday, it's that week that encompasses that day. And it is all about being able to show our support to law enforcement.
Yeah, you guys are doing the most here on base. There's all sorts of tournaments. There's even a kickoff ceremony.
Yes, so we had the kickoff ceremony this morning with Colonel Klaus was the guest speaker for that. Followed up immediately with a Memorial Ruck Run. Only about 5K, nothing too crazy there. And right now, I actually just came here from our bowling tournaments. And so that's a great opportunity as well. We'll also have a closing ceremony on Thursday. And the thing that a lot of people are tracking is our golf tournament on Friday.
A lot going on there. I do want to switch base, talk a little bit about Afrigen. It's been a pretty big change how the Air Force is generating forces for deployment. How are defenders adapting to that change?
Sure. I think one of the biggest things to understand about Afrigen is it's really, the big change is how are we presenting our forces to the Department of Defense and to the President in terms of how are we able to be used as an Air Force. For defenders on the ground level, what it means is we are still deploying while also having to do our garrison mission, right? And so when you talk about the manpower that both has to deploy and fight our nation's wars overseas, as well as stay home and defend the base, man our law enforcement posts and man the gates, that's where the demands really come into play. It hasn't changed that significantly the number of defenders deploying at this time. It's more in how are we presenting those numbers.
Multitasking. Probably really the name of the game there, right?
Absolutely. I think the other big piece to it, too, is because of the way we're pairing up with people, there's with other units, there's a greater demand on the training piece. And so leading up to it, we've become, as an Air Force, much more robust in what we're expecting of our airmen before they deploy.
We've heard Colonel Rosetta talk a lot about the year of competition. Big thing here at Team Tinker. How is Security Forces doing with that?
So we love competing, right? That's one of the, our favorite things to do, and I'm always looking for opportunities to be able to compete more.
Sure.
That's why you see this week is full of tournaments. Tomorrow we're doing our Defender Challenge, which is essentially a team event where you come in and see how well you stack up on some basic tasks that defenders have to be proficient at.
And I saw them out in the field too, lifting tires,
oh, yeah.
All kinds of stuff. You guys aren't playing.
Nope. It's time to go.
Yeah. It's really easy, I feel like, to get complacent, right? I think now more than ever, especially, how important is it that, you know, something you see that maybe just doesn't sit well, or you've got that gut feeling in your stomach, why now more than ever is it so important to see something, when you do see something, to say something?
Sure. I think there's two aspects to that. One is recognizing that, as we were saying, defenders can't be everywhere at once. Right? And so when you're looking for the people who are watching for things, that's where all of us as airmen need to operate as a sensor, right? And that's big A. That's all our civilian airmen as well as our military airmen. And how do we all function together to help protect our Team Tinker? I think a big piece of that is identifying what does look off, right? Why is this person asking me so many questions about this particular job? Why is that person standing out there taking pictures? We had one recently where someone was asking, hey, how can I get on the base? When they were just off base at the on cue, actually, asking, hey, can you help me get on base?
Yeah.
That's kind of not really how this works.
Yeah. And I think another important aspect of that, too, is the digital aspect. Not just our folks' targets outside of the base in person, but online is important, too. Talk a little bit about that.
You definitely got to watch out for who you're letting in into your world, right? There is a lot that's out there, and quite frankly, we always look at it and we think, oh, this is harmless, or who cares, or this information's out there already, when really, there's a lot of predators out there who want to really be able to exploit the information you're putting out there.
Yeah. Now, Colonel Stillman, we get questions all the time on social media about the gates. Specifically, why do they close at random? Can you walk us through what might be going on behind the scenes people don't necessarily see?
Sure, absolutely. You know, it's a question I get all the time too, usually through a text message from someone. Why is the gate closed today, right?
Yeah.
The reality is if the gate's closing, it's because we're responding to something at that time, right? And usually that response is we don't want something to leave Team Tinker or come on Team Tinker, right? Whether that's a gate runner and we have to close the gate for that, and then it takes forever the barriers to reset, sometimes that's an issue. Sometimes it could be a missing child. We want to make sure that they're not leaving the base without us being able to find them. Other times it could be an alarm of some sort going off on the base where we have to respond to that, make sure that whatever's in that building is not leaving Team Tinker, and make sure we're protecting what we have.
just in those situations, a little bit of patience goes a long way. That can really help defenders do their job.
It does. Just being patient and standing by and understanding what's going on. We try very hard to work with command posts to get messages out over ad hoc. And I think we're going to keep working to find more ways to get information out, like this podcast.
Hey, sounds like a good idea to me.
All right.
Now, keeping on the subject of gates, we did talk about a new app that's being used to help with wait times at the gates. What do you want drivers to know or keep in mind to help get through gates faster here at Team Tinker?
So I think definitely two different things there, right? When we talk about the gate app, right? The gate app is something that really is going to help us in a more strategic level. For example, you know, we talk about it, and often as defenders, it's easy for us to say, oh, it's just gates, we just manage it. We have 13 different gates here at Team Tinker. That's the most in the Air Force. No one else has many gates to be able to manage and figure out how we go. Obviously, we don't have all demand at any one time, right? That's largely based off of how do we use this app? What gates are the most used? And that's, we're using the data to be able to identify that. And then once we get through the gate, obviously the other struggle is that traffic afterwards. But so the number one thing people can be really, truly be patient with is patience, right? It's easy for us to think, sit there and realize we've only sat there for 2 minutes waiting to get through the gate. Mm-hmm. And sure, sometimes it's definitely more. And there's things that happen, right? If a trailer tries to go through Tinker Gate, trailers, one, aren't going to fit through that serpentine.
Right.
And two, that's something that's identified in multiple signs along the way. How do we turn them around? That turnaround takes time. And that's usually the sort of thing that ends up backing those gates up.
Yeah. Staying on the topic of the app, how is that going? Is it shaping up into you know, what you see? You know, with any new technology, there's always a hiccup or two. But, you know, knowledge is really power with such new technology, right?
right. And so one of the things that we're doing with that app is really looking at it from a strategic level. It's coming along pretty well. There's a few more tweaks that we're making to it along the way to really make it a usable product. And we're kind of test bedding it here to see if it's going to be useful other places as well. A lot of the data that we've been able to provide here, most other bases have similar data. Mm-hmm. And so they would be able to take it and apply that to that app as well and see how do we apply that here at, say, Hill or Robbins or Wright Pat, and how, you know, what kind of benefits could they have as well.
And this data analytics technology, I mean, Tinker is the first in the Air Force to be able to deploy some of this tech. I think that's so cool. And there's no better spot than, I think, Tinker for something like this.
Definitely. Right? If we can make the gate app work here, it'll work just about anywhere else.
Yeah. Absolutely. Any insights come to light with that app as far as it goes? Anything that you're taking away from it maybe you didn't expect?
Sure. One of the things that it's really helping us narrow down is what kind of effects manning and gate traffic has on, say, holidays or family days and the differences there, right? We know that there's a difference between holidays and family days for a lot of our civilian airmen and what they do and manage. And then that's helped us manage what gates are open at what times for, say, the day after Christmas, right? And how do we manage it that way?
Sure. We've talked just a little bit about gates, about Police Week, about more about what security forces, their role is on base. Anything else you want to mention that you'd like listeners to know as far as security forces, getting to know them a little bit?
Absolutely. Our defenders are some of the most amazing airmen I've ever worked with, right? Just in terms of their dedication and the professionalism and what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's always one or two out there, right, that we all work through. But what I would ask people to remember is anecdotes versus trends, right? When we talk about data and we talk about what is the story actually saying, there's always going to be outliers. There's always going to be the day that you were stuck waiting a lot longer than you expected to be. But what about every other day before that or every other day after that? And kind of keeping that in mind that, generally speaking, our defenders out there getting the job done.
Just have a little patience at the gate. That's all.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Colonel Sillman, want to thank you so much for joining us episode of the Tinker Talks podcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And we'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.